From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture. Well, a senior member of the Senate Finance Committee is predicting some of the missing details affecting agriculture in the Senate GOP tax reform bill. Former Senate Finance Chair Chuck Grassley says while many tax reform details are yet to be decided, some are starting to take shape. Now, Grassley suggests tax writers already have a figure in mind for stepped-up basis or market value at death used to figure the taxable capital gain on an asset, assuming the estate tax is ended.
There's no decision made on it. I can give you some view that if we eliminate the estate tax, I think stepped-up will be cut off at $10,800,000.
Or, Grassley says, the equivalent of the current estate tax exclusion for a couple, while the American Farm Bureau wants to retain the current unlimited exemption for stepped-up basis. Well, and many other tax details remain unanswered, including treatment of pass-through income, like-kind exchanges, and cash accounting.
I doubt if cash accounting will be changed, but in the six or seven meetings we've had, that has not been discussed, only how it works and the impact on it and probably the political implications for anything you might do along that line.
Grassley paints a similar picture for any rollback of the interest deduction for business expenses, also important for agriculture.
So far, the only conversations I've been involved in have said maybe eliminate it for big corporations.
Grassley expects the Senate to clear a path for tax reform when it returns from its week-long Columbus holiday recess. He argues that so much staff work has been done on a bill that it should be possible to pass tax reform and have it on the president's desk by Thanksgiving. Now, others are more skeptical. They're pointing to differences within and between the actual parties that are involved. Well, trade experts in Canada speculate President Trump may be arranging the North America Free Trade Agreement negotiations to allow the U.S. to walk away from the trade deal. The Canadian Press News Agency says a consensus is growing that a series of untenable U.S. bargaining positions is part of a plan by Trump to lay the groundwork so he can walk away from the trade pact. Well, the fourth round of NAFTA talks, they're underway this week in Washington, some speculating the introduction of agriculture issues in that process. We'll take a break here, and we're going to talk trade next.